Andrew Stanton, you are, I would classify as a prop tech influencer. You are on LinkedIn just as much, if not as more than myself. That's a compliment, by the way. I'd like to ask you, where do you see the future of a state agency? What model will evolve in the next 10 or 20 years? Talk to me.
The model we're evolving towards is going to be an estate agent, boy or girl, selling property with technology aiding them.
Okay.
That's it. In terms of, are they going to be self-employed? Are they going to be working from a hub? Are they going to be working from their bathroom? It doesn't really matter. I think the model will be, the general public will interface with a person who's professional, who markets property, and in the background, a lot of the processes are being done by our friend, the computer. Simple as that.
Interesting you don't mention the word they work for a company. It's all about people.
Yeah, because it's completely changing. There's this gig economy, bad and good. You've got Uber. The general public now don't really want to work. Okay? That is to say, they want to earn money, but they don't want to do it like mum and dad did. They don't want to go and use... I mean, I was in agency 32 years, in corporate world for 10 years, you know, 20 years working for myself. People don't think like that anymore. It's more transitory. And in fact, I did some work for a consultancy who all they do is find estate agents' jobs. And they said every 18 months, 40% of the industry changes their job. That is, they move from, you know, there's a massive churn. So I think in the future, people working for a firm probably isn't going to be a model that's going to be out there outside of agency as well. I think people are going to...
I mean, 40% of the industry changing every 18 months.
Yeah.
That is a huge churn rate.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that because people aren't happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we make people happier? Agents.
How do you make agents happier? I think if you ask them, it's not about money. It's pressure. This is really interesting. I've got a client and he said, I've always been in tech. In 2011, I wanted to be an estate agent. And he said, 2 years later, I didn't want to be an estate agent. They work so long hours. And I'm talking about people, obviously, you know, estate agents, as in resi, lettings, all the rest of it. They said, the hours. I said, I had no idea. I did think it was driving around in a flash car, you know, going down the golf course. And I had no idea. So I think there's a churn because it's a very stressful job.
Yeah, but they're not leaving the industry. They're just churning between they're journeymen, aren't they?
Yeah, they are journeymen. So I suppose you get burnt out somewhere. I think top performers usually can do 18 months and they are absolutely exhausted. And maybe their company wants to make them a manager. And they don't want to be a manager. They don't want that responsibility. Or it's the other way around. They think they should be a manager, and their managers keep them in position because they're making tons of money. So there is that. But yeah, that amazed me. I just thought, So this is why you've got Keller Williams. This is why you've got EXP. And a lot of people jump in both. There is a company. Okay, so what would be the model of the future? Neil Urch. House Fox. Now he's got a situation where he's running he's the main man, supported by admin staff, supported by a network of people who are experienced estate agents, kind of a bit like local property experts for your Purple Bricks. But he started from the fundamental: how much money should an estate agent earn in a year? If we can make sure our people earn that, they'll be happy and they'll stay. So that is a great model, and I think his business is going to make tons of money. A, he's a good agent. There's many good agents out there. But B, he's starting from these people who are working within the business, are they earning enough money? And if they can kind of work it around their lives and their lifestyles, then they're in it for the long term.
Because isn't it interesting that in the last 14, 15 years, the number of estate agents has gone from 9,500 to around 21,000? Yet the average fee has gone from 1.6% to 1%, and it was on the slide before Purple Bricks came along. So we've got, and we've got less transactions. So there's less money in the pot.
I think it's really interesting. Two years ago, I think I worked out that estate agents, since I started an agency in 1985, the amount of estate agents have gone up by 500%, but the amount of property being sold has only gone up by 134%. That is the houses that have been built. So you've got a lot more agents. I think I worked out there's an estate agent every 2.25 miles, which is, you know, they're everywhere. So, of course, that's going to have a downward pressure on fees. The other side of it, though, is when we talk about 1%, obviously capital value of property has gone up a lot. So, you know, if you're flogging houses at 500k at 1%, obviously, you know, it's £5,000. But if that house now is 800k, you're getting £8,000. But obviously you've got inflation as well. So I think this, what the pressure on fees, and everyone goes, oh, everyone does discounted fees. The reality is there are too many people in the business, which brings us to companies like Countrywide, which have got problems. There's 10,000 people working for Countrywide. That's madness. You would not, and this is the problem with agency. It's legacy. It's a legacy model. I have, that's why in the property world, people have got solutions. They don't know how estate agents are meant to run. They sit down with a whiteboard, do a bit of mathematics and say, okay, this is how I'm going to solve this problem. And then their brains aren't programmed that, oh, you can't do this, or we don't do it this way. They're just thinking, no, this is how we solve this problem. And then they push that forward and some coders do the code and they go, oh, here's a solution. And all of a sudden you've got a new solution to doing something. And, you know, there's a lot of old, pale, stale men like me, and I'm enlightened, but I got lucky because I got out of agency, got into consultancy, realised, oh, my God, I would go and see clients, and all of a sudden they would say, well, what about this new tech that's coming on? I go, what are you talking about? And that's why I got involved in it, and now I'm fully involved in it, and I'm a big advocate. But I'm an equal advocate for agents. I want to, you want to save letting agents and estate agents. I want to save all of the estate agency in the UK. That is my mission. And I must get the debate out there for them to say, technology in some shape or form needs to come into my business. Right. Not everything. It is a people business. But there are companies out there that could be spending their money on much better stuff and getting much more money.
Thank you.
Thanks.